My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk to Raheem Morris, our head football coach.
Coach Ra.
Of the Atlanta Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell. Coach Ra, first and foremost, thank you. We're looking forward to our visits with you each and every week. I know you're excited. We got to start with this because Mike and I were talking about it as the show started today with Kyle Pitts. Now, I know you announced, hey, he's dealing with a hammy, but he's fine. But we're a little on edge, Coach.
Yes, very nervous, Coach.
We're a little on edge. Is he okay?
No, you should be. I mean, that's perfectly fine for you to be on edge. You know, we just want to be transparent in everything that happened. He got a hamstring a couple weeks back, and, you know, he's been dealing with it, you know, a while ago. Not a while ago, but he's been dealing with it a little bit, and, like, he's been fine. He's limited. And we just want to be transparent with all those things that's going on with us and how we're going about our business and make sure we report things the right way. And Kyle went out and practiced today. He had a limited reps. We did about 75% of his reps, and he got a nice workload. He got a nice lather. He got a chance to run around a bunch, and he feels really good. So we're really excited about getting him out there ready to play. And just throughout the remainder of the season, you know, it happened right there, right before we kind of left and had that couple of days off, and he did a nice job of being here over the weekend and really working with the guys and getting back ready. So we are fired up for him. We're fired up for us and fired up to get him out there playing.
All right, man, we appreciate the transparency. So we shall see. I know we're going to run a lot of 11 personnel, and we're trying to figure out – one of the things that's exciting for Falcon fans is us trying to visualize what a Zach Robinson offense is going to look like. So without giving up the secret sauce, what will a Zach Robinson offense look like?
You know, that's a tough call without giving up the secret sauce. But what I can tell you is – we're always going to do what we can do possible to win each game. So whatever that personnel grouping could be, you know, we got a bunch of really good players on this football team, you know, thanks to our personnel group and our front office and the things that they're able to do. So we got a nice mix and match of personnel groups, and we can do a bunch of different things. But, you know, we'll go out and we'll do whatever we think is possible for us to win the game.
Coach Raheem Morris joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, as far as the defense is concerned, talk about the additions. We really haven't had a chance to talk with you about this. I know you've addressed it in the press conferences, but I think our fan base is super excited about the addition of Justin Simmons and obviously, you know, Matthew Judon. But being, you know, who you are and have coached great defensive players in your career, what do they bring to this team? What can our fan base expect with the defense and those additions?
You know, the smart play and the intelligent player that Justin Simmons is has been impressive every day he's been here. His ability to pick up on the defense, to be able to go through the process and go out there and practice with our guys, and to be able to pick up things so fast, so quickly, and almost seamless transition for him has been a lot of fun. Watching him work as a pro, getting here early in the morning, going through his routine has been just something that's nice to see, something that I can marvel at. When you see those big-time pros who've been doing it for a long time. And then you watch Judon come in, and the way he practices with the great energy and the effort and the things that he brings to the table with the violence, the pass rush, and some of those different things in both the pass and the run game. They're just a lot of fun to be around. You know, they come from different places. They come from different walks of life. And when you get those guys together and you're able to put them with our guys who are made up of the right stuff, and so are they, it is really a match made in heaven. And I can't wait to get these guys out there and let them grow throughout the season and grow throughout what this whole process is and what it's going to look like and what it's going to be, which really should excite us.
We know that we spent a lot of time, Coach, this, and maybe we were fretting more than you guys were, is the cornerback room. Mm-hmm. But you went with Mike Hughes and A.J. Terrell, and obviously you got other guys in the rotation like D. Alford, and certainly you've got Clark Phillips. But how's your confidence level with your DBs?
No, really feeling really good. You forgot Hamilton in that mix, too. Mm. You know, another guy who's really played well throughout the preseason when he had a small opportunity. He's been playing well inside our practice and settings and the framework and what we do. And they're all just really exciting football players. So, like, when you get those guys out there, the competition never stops. So the better football players you got, you keep the competition as hot as it can be. You let the best hand go out there and play. Right now you go with the guys that you announce in your depth chart and let those guys play out. But everybody knows there's constant competition around here, and you're going to find roles for good football players. And when you find roles for good football players, you find different personnel groupings. It makes you more unique. It makes you more unique to your team, to what you're doing and how you want to do it. And that is the fun part about coaching.
Coach, I know it has, but the intensity's going up, right? I mean, like the way that you approach things this week, I said to our audience, like, this is game week. Like, this is a work week. Today, you know, we've been practicing and getting ready for Pittsburgh, but talk about that intensity, and then what concerns you about the Steelers heading into Sunday?
I think it's just the detail and the more precise arrow-throwing type urgency that you put into it. I don't know if it's necessarily intensity. I think it's the detail, structured looking and actually studying someone else to find out what you can pinpoint accurately and go attack. And I think that's the difference in this week and the weeks before that. The weeks before that may have been more execution. It's been more about us. It's still about us, but at the same time, you have some real focus points that you can go out there, you can really pinpoint and really lock in on. And for the players, it gives them something actually to study in on, right? I don't think, you know, Drake London was going home studying A.J. Terrell at night. But I certainly know he's going to go home and study the person he's going against, his matchup against him this week. So, you know, when you're talking about those guys, you're talking about Porter, and you're talking about the guys that they're going to be able to play with. So, like, you really feel good about that. That's the stuff that changed. That's what makes it more intentful. That's what makes the urgency feel like it's increased. But it's just the intent, precise detail, arrows being thrown by each particular team that allows this thing to go to where you think it should go.
I know you had some fun with the media saying you spoke with Tomlin, and yeah, it's going to be Justin Fields, but what are you expecting them to do? And you got a great relationship with Coach Tomlin, but what are you expecting from them to do at quarterback?
You know, you can expect the expected. You know, Russell's going to start. You know, Tomlin's going to have some type of things that he wants to do with people, and he's going to try to play the amount of players that he has and he feels capable at his pleasure to go out and get a win for him, right? So with that being said, we've seen that whole organization have a Hines Ward with their starting quarterback. They had to come out there with a slash. We've seen all the different things that they've been able to do in the past, whether it's been Tomlin or Cowers, the coach, and how creative they can be just from an organizational standpoint and how they want to go out there and win football games. So I just kind of expect it when you're talking about those things. I know how creative Arthur Smith can be. We've seen that for the last couple of years here with the amount of personnel groups he was able to use when he was here. So the quarterback is not exclusive to that, and we expect it.
Let's talk about our quarterback, Ra. It's Coach Raheem Morris, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our weekly visit as we head into week one against the Steelers at Mercedes-Benz on Sunday. I've been saying there are no worries. Like, we've seen him. We've seen him scramble and you blow the whistle early. Like, there's nothing to be concerned about. How do you feel about Kirk heading into week one?
There was no whistle this week. And everything was full go. Let him go, right? You protect him until it's time to go. You mitigate injury as much as you can. But now it's go time, and he looks great. Watching him run, watching him move, you know, it's not Justin Fields-esque, but it looks more like Forrest Gump. And he can get out there and really get after him. You know, my guy still got some speed left in the tank, and he's ready to show the world.
All right, man. Raheem Morris is with us here, guys. We know that the Steelers fans, it's a heritage team, and hopefully with you coming back and being the head coach, we're going to stop having opposing fans in our stadium. But, I mean, are you hyped into the energy level? It's going to be off the chart. How excited are you to get back and be the man in charge?
I mean, I just love that our fans have a chance to match the energy. The Steelers are one of those teams that travel really well. Right now in Atlanta, we had a big-time tragedy today with there being a school shooting, and You know, we got a bunch of heavy hearts in this building. We have a bunch of heavy hearts in that stands. And we know with us going out there playing well and the guys cheering for us and really pumping things up, we know that's going to get things going. We've seen what these type of tragedies do to cities. And when that stuff happens, man, people are really jumping behind each other and they go. And our hearts go out to those families. And now we got a chance to repay those guys in our stadium on Sunday. And that's what we plan on doing.
Yeah, coach is talking about four dead after a shooting at Barrow County School. Nine others are injured. It's Appalachia High. It's located east of Atlanta near Winder. So that is what coach is referring to for those of you who have no idea.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Idea what he is discussing right there, and he's absolutely right. It's Dukes and Bell. Coach, just on a fun level, I'm watching Hard Knocks last night, the last episode. I don't know if you paid attention, how much you watched, but Ryan
I haven't. This is the first year I haven't seen one
episode,
one snap of Hard Knocks. I usually watch it in training. I did not watch it this year, but for no real reason. But go ahead.
No, so Ryan Poles, and that's what I figured. I know a lot of guys around the league watch it, but Poles is the general manager. And last night, you know, it's the final episode, so they're making their cuts. And he gets very emotional and starts to cry when he makes one of the cuts at the end of this episode. And I'm sitting there going, wow, you know, and I'm just curious, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been overcome like that? When you have to let guys go and you know they've worked their tails off, but yet there's just no room on the roster or they don't fit. And so Poles was showing some real, you know, humility there. And a lot of people today are talking about, you know, the fact that, wow, that's a different side of him. But you guys are human, man.
There's no doubt. You know, I don't think I've ever been to the point of crying. But, you know, it's not, this is not an easy process for us as coaches, general managers, or front office people. That process, when you tell them the guy that he's done with your team and potentially for his career, is nothing to be taken lightly. And if you felt you need to have a little bit of emotion about that, I got nothing. I feel nothing wrong or have any remorse or I have no ill will towards that, man. I just think that is a tough deal for all of us. And when we get used to that, I've said this a bunch of times, and it's probably time for us to stop doing it because that is not easy to do. It is hard. You know how much these kids work for it. You know how much these young men work for it. And it's a tough deal. And it doesn't get easy. And it never is. And I did not see the episode, but it's hard for me to say I don't feel what he's felt before when you feel that type of remorse for the guys when you got to let them go. There haven't been too many guys I've cut and been excited about. I can tell you that much right now.
Yeah. Right. I know the coaches hate those cameras in there. I mean, would you find that as a tremendous distraction?
You know, the only thing I ever had any issues with Hard Knocks is actually showing that moment of
the cuts. Being
cut. So, like, that's always tough for me. It's always one of those things where reality TV goes a little bit too far, in my opinion. A lot of the other stuff that's fun and loving for the cameras, and I appreciate it so much because how much is done for the revenue of our game, but that's just always a hard moment for me to just ever grasp, and one of those moments I definitely wouldn't want to be seen on or doing on that stage, because I would like to be my authentic self with those guys and be able to give them real feedback as opposed to being in those moments at that time.
Coach is brought to you by the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. We're going to visit with him each and every week. It's one. We got the Steelers. Coach, before we let you go, what's your message to Falcon fans? Mike said it. You know this. You're in the community. There are people who are super excited about what this team's potential is. What are we going to get on Sunday and throughout this season? What would you say to a Falcon fan who you saw in a Lowe's parking lot or a Home Depot and they said, Coach, what do we got this year? What are we going to get from you?
You know, you can't really tell them that, you know, because, like, those are the things that just not required in this business. The thing that required in this business is the work works. And I got a really belief in the trust in the process that we've been able to go through and the people that I've been able to do it with thus far. And I'm excited, and I hope they'll be excited that day and even more to go. And, like, let's not ride the emotional roller coaster. Let's go out there and put our best foot first, and let's go out there and execute this game plan and get us our first win.
Sounds good. Coach Ra, good luck. We'll see you next week. We will talk to you. Hopefully we're talking about our first dub of the season. It is going to be a long season, guys, and he's right. This is going to be there'll be some ups and downs, and we just got to be able to handle them. Raheem Morris, thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
And will one of those ups and downs be Kyle Pitts maybe not at 100% for week one against the Steelers?
By the way, Mike and I are going to talk about this. So a lot of these guys didn't play in the preseason. And many of you are like, this is great, including me, because I didn't want anybody hurt.
Right.
But the only way you get your body ready for football is to play football.
Right.
Meaning you have to sometimes be tackled and taken down to the ground. Is this a soft tissue injury because maybe he didn't play in the preseason? We'll talk about it when we come back. We're live at Taco Mac. It's Dukes and Bell.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
We're live at Taco Mac right here off of Dallas Highway in Marietta. There's no bigger story today that had us concerned and had me on a roller coaster. And then I'm arguing with Mike about the role that Kyle Pitts is going to play. Listen, we all want him to be great. We need him to be great. But when you hear to start the day, and this is going back some 6 hours ago, so this was like noonish when we got word that he's dealing with a hamstring injury and he'll be limited at practice today. And so we're like, what? So then we decided, all right, we're going to ask Coach Raheem Morris. You just heard the interview.
And we said, we'll get Coach Ra on. He'll totally defuse this. He'll say nothing to see here.
He didn't. He was like, you guys have every right to be on edge. And we looked at each other like, what? What are you saying? Here's what I'm curious about. And, Mike, this is the fine line between playing in the preseason, not playing, protecting guys. There was no way in hell Kirk Cousins was going to play. Coming off on Achilles, you're just not going to risk it. But Kyle looked healthy, and Turtle was saying this. He goes, guys, we watched him at practice every day. He looked great. He did. But by not playing and maybe not having that contact, Mike, that maybe he would have gotten in the preseason, does that make you wonder about these soft tissue issues, tissue injuries that could linger.
Well, I mean, you got your practice scenarios where you're going at full game speed. We talked about how great Pitts looked, those routes where he's wide open, the vibe with him and certainly with Kirk Cousins. But you're right, to actually play a quarter of football, get a couple series in where you're actually totally putting the torque on the knee and really pushing off and taking the contact where you really got to go up against a dude. Now, they did that in Miami. But we never saw that. We'd heard it was good things there. We beat Miami up a little bit down there. But I'm with you. It's just tough, and this is why it's funny because Mark Raimondi, if you missed it earlier, from ESPN.com, covers the Falcons. He goes, yes, I've been introduced to this Kyle Pitts injury phenomenon, which apparently has everybody losing their minds, because when you're drafted fourth overall, there's an expectation level. You said it. And we all expect him. When you draft a guy that's going to be a unicorn, he's got to be Tony Gonzalez. It's got to be more than Kittle. It's got to be more than Kelsey. He's got to be that dude. And unfortunately, he just hasn't because of injuries and then bad quarterback play.
I'm just laughing because the memes are endless. And one of the funniest ones is a guy, when he got the news, it's Urban Meyer taking a knee on the sidelines like he's collapsed.
Yes.
You know, when
he was having himself a heartburn.
Heartburn, yes. Yeah. And so the memes are out there. But here's the reality.
It's hey, guys, we all love Kyle Pitts. We're just talking the reality here. Come on. That's the last thing you want to hear 4 days before kickoff.
Here's the reality. The guy says, it seems like this is every year. And not that it is, but it kind of is. And what we mean by that is the reality is the perception is he's been more hurt than he's been available.
Right.
And not that he won't be available Sunday. He's already come out and said, I'm going to play. Coach Ra again said, hey, he looks good. Darnell Mooney came on the show today and said, hey, I saw him today at practice. He looks good. So maybe the concern internally is a lot less. But then we had, and Big O, can we play this soundbite that we played a little bit earlier from Zach Robinson? Because Zach Robinson was asked about the health of Kyle Pitts. Mm-hmm. And, Mike, this is the one that you were talking about where he said, are there any limitations?
Because look at your Zach Robinson. Now, Zach Robinson, he's going to throw some cold water on this conspiracy.
Zach answered the question, are there any limitations for Pitts? Here's what he said.
Yeah, it seems like it's good. I'd leave it up to the, you know, medical people to give up, you know, where he's at. But he was moving around good and had no real limitations today.
No real limitations, but the first part of the sentence, I'll leave it up to the medical people. Dot, 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 dot. Don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? The medical people and Kyle Pitts in the same sentence.
I don't either.
But this is the thing. Like, he's a 1,000-yard receiver his first year, only one touchdown, with Matt Ryan. And then he's gone to 1,000 yards in the two seasons combined subsequently. Misses half the year with the injury. We get that. Last year, we asked Arthur Smith in our weekly interviews, is he 100%? You know, is that why, I mean, you're not using him more? I don't know. I mean, what do you mean medical people?
Yeah, the doctors who are going to make the decision.
I mean, because, yeah, I mean, it's just not the way you want to start the campaign.
All right, one other cut from Zach Robinson. Oh, while we're at it, let's hear, because he goes from no limitations and he looked good to, okay, what does a healthy Kyle Pitts bring? This is from the OC. This is not my guy. What does he think that he can bring if, in fact, he's 100% on Sunday, which we hope he is?
It's huge. His speed, how fast he can play with his size and the things that he can do in the pass game and in the run game is going to be a huge value for us. But absolutely, he's going to have a big role. And whether it's as a blocker, as a receiver, all those things that he's able to do, he brings a ton of versatility. So him being full go and being full speed will be a big deal.
Let's hope so. Again, I'm going to keep more, you know, hope out there and keep my fingers crossed and all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go with what they're telling us. And what they're telling us is he's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's just the guys that were bringing up the soft tissue thing, it's a legitimate concern. I mean, it's legitimate beef. We want this guy to be the superstar. All summer long, guys, we've been telling you guys, this is the year that all those picks get validated. You were there that night when Drake London got drafted. A lot of people were like, what? You know, when you have all the holes to fill, going back to 2020, you know, and 21, I should say, you know, you could have gone Penei Sewell. That's a safe pick. Not sexy, but now whatever you feel about, you know, Caleb McGarry.
Oh, he's an all-pro, though.
You've got a benchmark guy who's going to be your guy, just like, you know, Chris Lindstrom, who's going to be there for a decade or more. So, you know, it's frustrating for the fans because we all want to see Kyle Pitts kick butt, and maybe we're going to have to wait another week to see him. And I was just playing devil's advocate with Carl, and I, like I was always, don't fight Mike and Carl. No, it wasn't a fight. We're just going round and round because we think that Zach Robinson is going to untap the full potential of Pitts. I just don't know how he fits in that offense.
Well, and this is where I'm at. And I've been saying this.
A lot of wide receivers make more plays. Was it Higbee? Who was the wide receiver for the Rams that last year? Cool, right? So I'm just curious.
Puka Nacua
is the wide receiver, but who's the tight end on the Rams? Tyler Higbee. So, you know, Higbee's – now, on paper, Pitts is supposed to be a much better athlete than Tyler Higbee.
Oh, no doubt.
But a game isn't played on paper. It's played – well, the medical guys will sign a paper, and then they'll sign a play.
Yeah, I just – my thing is, if for whatever reason this talent is not untapped this season, then you've gone through Arthur Smith, who came in as a highly touted offensive coordinator.
Right.
Who could benefit, right, could use the athletic ability of a guy like this, and we never saw it blossom, except for the Matt Ryan year, obviously.
Right. But even then, you only got one touchdown.
And then you're going to tell me you change coaching staffs and you have a different guy coming from the Sean McVay tree who can't utilize that, Mike?
Right. And everybody's left Sean McVay's offense, has done great things everywhere they've gone, and now you've been gifted this special weapon.
So if that happens, then you know what we have to do. We got to look at the guy in the mirror.
Right.
And then it becomes about Kyle.
Correct.
So that's why I have no doubt that is part of this goal. And the other part of it is, and this is the part that Mike and I were talking about, I think, earlier, and people were like, what's the deal? He's playing for a deal, man. He's playing for a contract. They picked up his fifth-year option. You can tell me all you want about him blocking in the red zone. That's crap. That's not what he was here or brought here for.
It's not Kyle Pitts' fault he got picked fourth, but when you are picked fourth, there's a level of expectation that just becomes stratospheric, and you've got to be a game changer.
You do.
And we always thought when we got him, you know, the rationalization you and I had, because at the time it was Penei Sewell, it was Justin Fields. We later found out they were lukewarm on Fields. But if you're fourth overall, you got to be that unicorn, Pro Bowler, franchise player.
Should be. You should be. Or at least considered. And this is the other thing. When I say top tight ends in the National Football League, first five names come to your mind does not include our guy now. And that's got to change.
And the other thing which added to the angst and the anger on social media was, damn, I just drafted him. So that's where, ultimately where it falls.
It's true. But I got to tell you, and you guys know this, these guys don't, and Mike was like, I'm picking you Darnell Mooney. Yeah. I'm like, these guys do not care about fantasy football.
No. Matter of fact, they hate the fact because they think it makes them feel like a piece of meat. You know, and you're like, oh man, you got injured last year. You cost me $10,000 in my fantasy league.
Yes.
You know, they really, that's why I know when I asked him, I said, I know you don't really like this, but hey, Mooney, I said it earlier. We did address it, saying I wasn't familiar with your work in Chicago. Is that a nice way of saying I had no idea who you were?
Okay.
But again,
he chuckled at the idea of us, you know, when we say his name and I say, what's up, Darnell? He laughed at that.
But
he's a reserved dude.
He's a mellow fellow.
Very much. But he can play, man. I'm telling you guys, if he does anything like he did in camp, if he doesn't, then that was a facade.
No, my initial sticker shock was just, wow, that's a lot of money for a guy who's 2 years removed from a 1,000-yard season. Can he be that big-time WR2 when we had all those needs for defense? That, of course, before we fell into Matthew Judon. Now, you know, my biggest concern was pass rush, and it still is, and I can't wait to see what it looks like against the Steelers.
All right, guys, we're going to tell you where we're going to be tomorrow. Also, Mike told a story earlier about being at the Vatican and being trapped and not being able to get out.
A three-hour tour, which turned into a three-hour, 45-minute tour with a tour guide who looked like George and spoke like George Costanza's mother.
Of a situation. But Jesse Bates spoke. We're going to let you hear what he had to say. Because, again, today it's back to work, man. We're getting ready for the Steelers. What did Jesse have to say about playing with Simmons? We think we have the best safety tandem in the league. And also being named a captain. And, Mike, he was asked about Arthur Smith. Wait until you hear what Jesse Bates says next. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks for everybody who stopped by today, who said hello. We just met a young man. He's playing in middle school football.
Yeah, he's on the Hillgrove team, man.
And his dad brought him out. His birthday is Saturday. And he was like, yeah, my wife, she planned his birthday party actually Sunday.
I'm like, but the Falcons play Sunday.
And his dad was like, yeah, I know that. My wife didn't realize it. So now I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to have the game on and his kids and his friends. And I'm like, yeah, you know. But, hey, big shout-out to him, man.
And Marietta's got some of the kids from one of their travel teams, youth teams.
Yeah.
Now, you know, again, they'll be all in the varsity. It's amazing, the pipeline out here, man, for football.
Well, it's all over the state. But we just want to give a big shout-out to all the kids that are playing. I said this when high school football started. So much fun for the parents, for the kids. And enjoy it, man, because the time flies by. Mike, real quick, I want you to rehash this story because it was funny when you were at the Vatican and talking about the fact that you felt trapped taking this tour with the headsets, right? Or the lady that was giving you the tour?
Yeah, no, we had, by the way, she handed us all tiny little, like, you know, like little, like cigarette lighter sized little boxes with a speaker. So we have an earpiece.
Okay.
So in case it gets louder, you know, you can't hear. And but this woman, again, there was a beautiful woman. I'm like, that's going to be our tour guide. And like, hey, hello, how are you? And I'm, and then all of a sudden I get, George, everyone follow me. Listen to me now. Listen. Pay attention. So imagine 3 hours and 45 minutes with George Costanza's mom from Seinfeld. And you couldn't leave because the payoff is the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
To go see the original artwork from Michelangelo and the great masters and Raphael. The only way you get to see that is you got to put up with 3 hours and 45 minutes
before you get there.
Of her screeching voice and Italian accent. No, you pay attention to me. So... it was no. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a big tour guy. You know me. I want to just freelance and do my thing, read up on it, and see it myself. But this one was one I had to do. And Becky's like, "I'm going to kill you." So it's like it was the Bataan Death March of tourism.
I love the fact that you said everybody walks in and everybody's like, oh, and they're talking, and then what came over the loudspeaker?
So we're in the Sistine Chapel, which is a chapel. It's a work, you know, the Pope, and the, when they do the conclave and everything, they pick the Pope, they're in the Sistine Chapel. So you literally, you're in there, and they say, no photos, no speaking, and people start, you know, mumbling, and chatter gets louder. Silence. Silence. You're literally, I was like waiting to see, like, you know, I don't know, some Jesuits or something swinging in like Spider-Man start beating people up. Silencia.
Like, yes. So,
and they've got guards that are walking around because these are priced beyond priceless, you know, pieces of work, you know, through the entire museum tour of the Vatican. And these guys, I'll tell you what, they all look like they could handle themselves, put it that way.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, it was a bunch of dudes. And then, you know, you have like the Swiss Army, the Swiss Guards. You know, and like the Swiss guards are, they wear the funky, you know, yellow and blue, and they're the official guards. And somebody's like, "You think they got a Swiss Army knife on them?"
Very funny.
I'm like, oh. Yeah, there was literally, there were the obligatory guys with the socks and sandals making the tour of the Vatican.
Oh, of course. You know they were going to be there.
Yes. But anyway, we were talking about that earlier. So have you ever done anything like that?
No, I have not been there. That's, again, I'm sort of like Rusty Manziel. I've lived vicariously through you in the photos. It was great.
I'll post more.
It was great. Hey, man, and I love the story because, again, truly, Mike, it is, you said it, it's one of the bucket list things to do.
I mean, it's that famous shot of, you know, God's reaching out to creation of man and Adam, everything else. There's this giant mural that Michelangelo made. They tell this. Now, this is one interesting piece of information I did get from George Costanza's mom. There was this one cardinal that was a real pain in the butt and didn't like this or that. And so in the gates of hell, because the mural starts with, either go up or you go down.
Yeah, right.
And the guy who's like the gatekeeper going to hell, he painted the cardinal's face.
Oh.
So a little Michelangelo got the last word on the painting, which is kind of cool.
That is.
That's the kind of thing. I love, you know me. I love that.
Tidbits.
Love it.
What's Kirby say? Nuggets?
Nuggets.
That's a nugget.
Nuggets.
Hey, man, let's give you a nugget with Jesse Bates. By the way, tomorrow we are down south, Napa Auto Parts.
Yes, Jonesboro Road. I believe it. Is it considered Forest Park?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
it is.
That's where we're going to be. I believe it's the same spot we were at last time. This is one of those satellite Falcon broadcasts where I believe we're going to have those Falcon flags
and
all sorts of goodies.
We will.
And a Falcon player, Billy White Shoes Johnson, or of lesser value or of greater value, will be there. We're usually going to player that comes down when we do those broadcasts.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And if Shoes is listening, I'm joking, Bill, you're great. But I mean, we'll get somebody who's a veteran.
Well, yeah, somebody's going to come down. I think Freddie will be down there, Freddie the Falcon. So it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow, man, starting at 2 o'clock. Real quick, Jesse Bates, I just want you to hear a couple of things. One, he was talking about football and being able to talk with Justin Simmons, a newly acquired safety. And he said, listen, we talk football all the time. And I think, Mike, they already are off to a great relationship.
Right.
Obviously, Jesse was at the dinner that helped recruit him and bring him here. Here's Jesse Bates talking about Simmons.
We're both leaders. He's been a captain multiple times over there in Denver, played on some really good defenses. So just asking him questions and, you know, everything that we talk about on the field, you know, that's not the only thing that's going on, obviously. You know, we watch film with Kirk a couple times. We watch film together. With just getting ahead of, on stuff and just trying to be leaders of that secondary. So, there's a lot of film study that goes into it, a lot of, texts, you know, throughout the night, like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Sending each other videos and just, you know, pause on that. But just going through different game plan adjustments and stuff like that. He's a super smart guy and something that I can learn from throughout the year. So super excited.
Interesting, man. They're even watching film with Kirk Cousins?
I mean, Kirk Cousins is involved in everything. That's why when we got him down here, in addition to our chance to talk to him one-on-one, this guy is, it's almost like he's too good to be
like,
true.
Man, he's legit.
Thank you, Bijan. But, I mean, I think, if, as you said, if you've seen the sound bites and you've seen the interviews he's done from the time he dropped by the Braves broadcast on Bally, this is a guy you want to see win a Super Bowl, like Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good dude. He's a guy you want to have a beer with.
Jesse Bates, one last thing. Abe's got the night show tonight, full three, so stay tuned. We're going to talk to him in just a second. Jesse Bates was asked about our former head coach, Arthur Smith. Now, look, he's coming to town. You may or may not see him on the sideline. I don't know if he's going to be in the booth, Mike. Who knows? But I said this back when this happened. When we got the schedule, I said he's coming in motivated, and he's going to want to win this game for multiple reasons.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if his offense is going to be up to the task, but Jesse was asked about Coach Arthur Smith.
Oh, man, it's a bunch of stories. There's a bunch of sound effects and stuff that he just makes all the time, just talking about just being a tough dude. And that's one thing that I always got a lot of respect for, you know, Art. He had a big role for me being here. And I have, you know, nothing but respect for him. But, yeah, there's a bunch of jokes, you know, that he's always talking about, you know, some stuff I can't say. So we'll keep that between us.
There you go.
All right.
Sound effects.
Yeah. Interesting, right?
Was he Gallagher?
I don't know.
Well, that's a convenient narrative.
Yes, Art, we know. We'll see what happens, man, on Sunday. We're going to continue to break down the Falcons tomorrow. More on the Braves as well.
And also, as you mentioned, Darnell Mooney, if you missed that conversation, we'll get that for you. Yeah,
yeah, it was great today having Darnell Mooney on. And thanks to Coach Rod. That's going to be a weekly thing, guys. If you're new to the show and you have no idea, we'll be up at Flowery Branch every week and be bringing your players. And
hopefully it won't be as
Coach
awkward
Rod.
As it was at times last year.
I think he was having a hard time explaining maybe what was going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it was tough because, you know, the thing was everybody knew that Ritter wasn't that guy. And then it got sideways. And then once you went to, you know, you go to Heineke, then you go back to Ritter, then the season's kaput, you know. And we'd have to hash it out. And that's why sometimes I was like, well, look, if Kyle Pitts can't block, don't ask him to block.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and then what we realized was Kyle Pitts wasn't 100%, so he wasn't doing hardly anything.
Right.
Hey, man,
and Arthur was also protecting his players.
He was
not going to say on the radio that Pitts was still coming back from the injury.
No, not at all. Hey, we got to get out of here. We're live at Taco Mac. Thanks to the folks that came out. Thanks to the staff and the bartenders and everybody. Make sure you take care of everybody out here.
Made some old friends. I think Dave's going to drive down. He's Florida State, class of 92.
He's going down?
No, even he won't drive down for the Memphis game in two weeks.
I see how you guys are. Yeah. Hey, Abe, real quick before we clear our throat, what do you got coming up, Abe?
Yeah, look, this is my last show before the Falcons actually kick off, and it's been a summer of optimism. But here's the question tonight, guys. What do you actually need to see week one to truly become believers? You know, we talked about needing to see it. We're going to have our chance. So let's see what we actually need to see for all that optimism to become truth.
I need Falcon victor. I just need a Falcon win. I don't care how we get it. Just grind it. I just think – Abe, it's so sloppy in some cases in week one.
It is.
Penalties, execution. So hoping we're not that team.
Yeah, I'm with Mike on this. I mean, as the end of the day, it's got to be a dub. But I can't wait to hear what people have to say. Stay right there. We got to get out of here. Big O, let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Tomorrow's Thursday. We're going to get a chance to talk to our buddy Big Hugh Douglas up in Philly. Obviously, the Eagles have their big kickoff game on Friday. But Hugh and his charity for his late son is also something we're participating in. And we will be talking to Hugh tomorrow on the show. Barbara Dooley will stop by. We love her. And you should hear what she has to say at 4 o'clock.
Always entertaining.
Benjamin Albright will stop by as well. Grant to talk Braves. And we will talk plenty of Falcons tomorrow as we gear up for Sunday. Tomorrow, more coming out of practice at Flowery Branch. So make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. All right, Mike Bell, we got to get out of here. Chris, I hope you feel better. Turtle's back has been bothering him. So he's walking around like he's an old man. But he's dealing with it, so thanks for being out here. Tomorrow, again, Napa Auto Parts in Murrow, which is...
Yeah, it's Forest Park, Forest Murrow address on Jonesboro Road, so be Googling the Napa and get some Falcon swag.
All right, man. Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, Whit Merrifield said, when is it going to stop? First Austin Riley, then doink, he gets plunked. And obviously, you know, Whit's a journeyman, but he still wants to be out there to contribute to this team. Please, I didn't say that. He's got a point. These pitchers need the sticky stuff. These knuckleheads can't control the cheese they're throwing, Carl. So I said it to Grant. Let's create a system. You plunk four guys in a certain period of time, you're out. You get to sit for 4 days, and that'll get these guys straightened out, and less guys will be getting busted stuff on their wrists and important parts of their body needed to play baseball.
Have you ever had to play your friend in anything and it really meant something? That's what's happening on Sunday. Raheem Morris and Mike Tomlin are really good friends. But for 4 hours, they're going to put that aside and hopefully have their teams beat each other. And then when it's over, they'll shake hands, and they probably won't talk after the game, and it may be a week or so, depending on who wins or loses and how it goes down, before they actually reach back out to each other. Mike, don't get it twisted. These guys are friends, but it's business on Sunday.
Business.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you got an issue with your soft tissue.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.